perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs. Welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the fact that hope is real. Now, I need to give context in terms of me explaining why I'm saying that hope is real. Oftentimes in life, we go through storms, we go through trials, we go through tribulations, we go through disappointments, and there's various different things that life throws at you to either keep you there or you become mature in the ways of life. So, having said all of that, it is so important for us to realize that even though pain is a real thing, hope is just as real. It all depends through which lens you want to look at things. It all depends on your perceptions and your perspective, because so many times we look at life and we only look at the negativities of life, and that makes us not even focus on the good things. It takes our attention completely away from the good things. And good things represent hope. Good things bring us into a place where we begin to realize that God has done a lot of things for us. And if you have to look at your life today and only focus on the pain, then that is what you are going to have in life. That is what your evidence will be, or your testimony will be. It will be evidence that is filled with pain and testimony that is filled with pain. But I'm here to tell you today that there is hope in every single thing and in every moment that you find yourself in. All you need to do is recognize that God has the ability to carry you through. The strongest people I know are not people that have gone through nothing. The strongest people I know in life are people that have gone through things and they've decided to fight. And because of that fight, character was built. Because of that fight, there was a resistance and a perseverance that was built on the inside of them. And it made them so strong. You see, life is not about taking the easy route. Life is not about everything is going to go my way and everything is going to be okay. Life is about testing. Trials test us, but we decide whether we come out weaker or stronger. There are so many instances that we can look at in the Bible where people were tested, but when they came out of the situation, they became so much stronger. We are all familiar with Job. We are familiar with the struggles that Job went through. Job was not just tested in one area of his life. Job was tested in all areas. Job lost his material things. He lost his children. He lost his health. And yet, there's a portion of scripture in the book of Job where Job says that he said that though ye slay me, yet will I trust in you. Where Job said, shall we only celebrate good and dispel the evil or ignore the evil or get upset when bad things happen to us? You see, those are the kind of things that make us weak as people, when we only expect good things to happen to us. Now, serving God, of course good things are going to happen to you. Of course you are going to accelerate and you are going to go into a place where you become so much stronger and so much better. But as everything in life is, there's always a process to the promise. Many times we don't want to hear this. We don't want to hear about the process, but we want to hear about the promise. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing. You will always have to go through a process to get to the promise. The promise is what forms your character so that you can maintain the promise. The process is the thing that gives you insight and wisdom so that you do not fall on the wayside when the promise is given to you. When we look at promises and we look at good things in life, we often think that it is linked to us having the capacity to have it. You think that because a good thing is given to you or promise is given to you, you automatically have the capacity for it. But we fail to realize that the promise gives us, or rather the process gives us capacity for the promise. The process takes us through a journey where it allows us to sustain the promise. Many times, we don't want to hear that. All we want to hear is, or all we want to focus on or say is that I'm in pain and I'm going through such a difficulty, and when am I going to see the promise? But the promise is never going to be without pain. The promise is never going to be without process, because who you are today needs to change in order for you to maintain or receive the promise. And who you are today often needs a process of refinement, a process of maturity, so that you can gain the promise. Here's the thing. Quite recently, as I've been saying in previous podcasts, my son has started with soccer, and there's such a great promise that awaits him. But in order for him to get to the place of promise or the place of success or start scoring the amount of goals that he wants and all of the things that is in his heart, he needs to go through the process. And the process is hard work. The process is training. The process is certain diets. Now, you can look at it and you can say, oh, but that's obvious. You need to train and you need to have a diet so that you can be good in sport and you can do all the things that you want to. But it's not always easy when you are among people that are not in the same disciplined state that you are. And so you begin to find things difficult when you look at other people and you say, but why do they not have to make that sacrifice? And why are they not going through all those things? And it begins to demotivate you and you start feeling that you are in a grief state and you begin to lose hope for the promise. The thing is, your promise is not someone else's promise. And that means that your process is not their process. They are not on the same journey that you are in. And so the disciplines that you need to apply in your life is not necessarily the disciplines that they need to apply. What we need to do in life, ladies and gentlemen, is take our eyes off the person next to us. Take our eyes off someone else's journey and start focusing on your journey. It is only then that you will begin to walk and realize that you need to be who you need to be and make the sacrifices that you need to make to get to your destiny. A soccer player's discipline is not the same as a doctor's discipline. A doctor's discipline is not the same discipline as a lawyer's discipline. A lawyer's discipline is not the same discipline as a preacher's discipline. A preacher's discipline is not the same as a politician's discipline. And a politician's discipline is not the same as an entertainer's discipline. Can you see and understand how we are called in all different spheres and how we are called in all different walks of life? And that is why you can never say, but someone else is not going through the pain that I'm going. Of course, they're not going through the pain that you are going through. They are going through a different pain. And it is so important that you begin to find yourself in a place where you realize that your journey is not the same as someone else's journey. And so we begin to find ourselves in a place where we need to recognize what we are called for and accept the processes that we can go, that we need to go through, so that the pain that we go through is not seen as grief, but it is seen as hope. And so I encourage you today to look at your journey again. I encourage you today to look at your process again, at your pain again, and not look at it as something that is there to take away from you, but start looking at it as hope. Because hope, where there's no hope, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so you need to have hope for your promise and your journey so that you can become who God has called you to be. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that each and every person hearing the sound of my voice, they will run again, they will become again, they will dream again, they will begin again and understand that their journey is specific to them. So as you begin to call them, Father, and as you begin to renew their minds and refine them, I pray that they would have perseverance and patience and stamina to finish the journey. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Temptation ever aimed against us, over sin and depression, over fear and sickness, over emptiness and loneliness, over silence and shame, over the potential that we're wasted, seeking acceptance and fame, over racism and hate, over violence and rage, over every substance we've ever taken, trying to avoid all the pain, over success and popularity, over pride and vanity, over every attempt we've ever made to try to escape our reality, over the search for identity, over the enemy of our destinies, over the lies from our past that would try to keep us from who we're called to be. Over everything the world would try to tell us to seek, over everything we're supposed to want or supposedly need, over money and possessions, things we're meant to sell.